Here, in the sprawling lowlands of the Pacific Northwest, we observe the Americanus vieculus in its natural habitat. The time is early March. The temperature is unseasonably warm. The migration has begun. Each year, the herd undertakes a sacred pilgrimage, not for food, not for shelter, but for what they call the powder. The destination is the Alpine Resort, a place of ritual, of status, of temporary escape from the lowlands they have poisoned themselves. Observe the mating display. The female has adorned her vehicle with a decorative bow, a signal of status of acquisition of what the herd calls freedom. She will post an image of this bow to her social feed. Other members of the herd will respond with a ritualized vocalization, congratulations. And here, in the solitude of her den, we witness the hidden cost of the migration. The female, Ashley, the herd calls her, has lost a companion, Brittany. Lost not to death, but to the vehicle. Brittany chose the Tahoe, chose the bow, chose the congratulations, chose the I have to go. Ashley remains alone, grieving, listening to a song from 1999. The herd does not see this. They cannot. Their biology prevents it. The carbon in their blood, the amnesia in their lungs. These are not accidents. They are features. The gas chamber state has designed the migration to erase its own cost. The herd forgets what it leaves behind. Friendships, futures, the bathroom floor. This is not a failure of the herd. This is the success of the gas chamber state.